Blog Talk Radio.
Robert, and you're listening to That's the Movie podcast every Monday with the Sasha Marina Show. So, every Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out. So, today I'm just going to be talking about the movie news. Sasha's not here with me today, so I'm just going to be doing this on my own. I'll be the host. Yay. So, it's, I guess, quite a busy week so far. There's been, like, small news here and there and big news. First one I want to talk about is that I'm not sure if I talked about this last week. I don't think I did. But there was a rumor that the Indiana Jones 5 or the reboot, that they were saying it was a reboot, that they were going to be recasting Indiana Jones and it would be played by Bradley Cooper. Well, that's all been denied by Frank Darabont, who apparently wrote a script that was far superior to the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which is, the crappy one that came out. Shia LaBeouf and all that, but anyways, apparently it was just all a rumor, and one of the producers said, it's all a rumor right now, it's like, for sure, they're not working on anything like that for now, so, I guess That's not the official news, but they say they won't be talking about it. Frank Marshall, who's a producer, said he won't be talking about it until they have real news. But it is a project in development. That's all we know. So, anyways, what's next? What's next? I'm not sure if any of you have seen lately, but there was a trailer for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out. It's not being called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's just called Ninja Turtles. And you can check it out online and stuff, but my thoughts on the trailer, I don't know. I still don't have an opinion on the movie yet. I don't really like the look of the turtles. They still look very creepy and unfriendly, or, you know, how they used to, how kids would just look at them, they're like, oh, look at these turtles, they look cool. And now they look really creepy. They look like Shrek. One of them looks like Shrek. They show Mikey in the movie. And it's not, doesn't look that well. And apparently it's going to be all dark and stuff. And I think the origin story was already said in the movie. And it doesn't even look good. So, I don't know. I'm just going to wait until the movie comes out, because none of the trailers will ever do justice for a movie. It'll either make the movie look terrible, make the movie look better than it is, or, yeah. So, yeah, you can check it out, see what you guys think, but so far for me, they really don't even look, they look really creepy. That's just really what's throwing me off. They're like really creepy looking things. And Arnold Schwarzenegger recently was being interviewed for his movie Sabotage, and then they asked him a question about Terminator. And they're saying how the Terminator reboot, how did the Terminator age? Like, why is he going to be old? And he's going to be like, the way the character's written, it's a machine underneath. It's a metal skeleton, but above that is human flesh, and a Terminator's flesh ages, just like any other human being's flesh. But maybe not as fast, but it definitely ages. So that's a pretty good excuse, actually, that it's just the human flesh is aging and not, and not any other weird excuse why he would have to be a 66-year-old actor, William him. So, now some Avengers 2 stuff. Hawkeye apparently has a new costume. So you know how there's been tons of images and leaks, not really leaked images, just images popping up everywhere from the filming, because they're filming in Italy, they're filming in South Korea, they're filming in right now in they were filming in South Africa, but now some images have been shown, and they showed Quicksilver, who looks so much better than whatever the hell was going on with the Quicksilver in Days of Future Past. And then they also showed Scarlet Witch, which I can understand the way she looks, because she looks more modern, because if she looked like her original costume, she looks so ridiculous. And also Hawkeye. Some of the shooting they had, I think, in South Korea, I think it was, they had some shooting, he had his original costume. But, and now in the newest one, Italy, he has this sort of like jacket-looking thing that looks a lot more like the original costume. I mean, though the original costume was all purple and crazy-looking, you can see that what they were going for this time around... what they were going for the first time with Hawkeye's costume was what they have in the Avengers, the Ultimates and the Ultimate Universe. Although in the Ultimate Universe, he has a way cooler mask that would be really cool if he used now. But either way, it looks like it's trying to be more inspired by the first one, by the original costume, and that apparently bothered a lot of fans that it didn't look like, you know, anything like his costume in the comics. And probably some really extremely obvious news has just been confirmed either way. Who was it? The co-president, co-CEO, something like that. What's her name? Co-chairman. Yeah. Amy Pascal just confirmed for Sony Pictures. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 will be setting up the Sinister Six spinoff, which is, the most obvious thing in the world. Like, she didn't have to confirm it. I guess before it was just all rumors, but everybody knew. But I guess you have to confirm it at one point. But yeah, she confirmed it. Ugh. Okay, cool. And now some Amazing Spider-Man 2, more news. Some images for the Green Goblin, like a character poster type thing. and I don't like it. They revealed some images about him, and it's being played, you know, by Dane DeHaan is apparently playing the Green Goblin, and he looks literally like a goblin. He doesn't have the mask or anything. That's what he looks like, just some, like, weird goblin thing. And that's terrible. It's terrible, in my opinion. They should have really just stuck to the whole mask thing instead of making him look like this weird lab experiment that went wrong. And it looks really, really bad. I don't like it for some reason. Maybe if he was going more, maybe if they were going to give him like a hobgoblin, because that's what, you know, happens to him, but Green Goblin, Dane DeHaan playing it, and he looks all creepy, monster-like, I don't know. It looks decent, but it's not something I want. I would have wanted. I would have preferred if they just went with, you know, an updated version of his suit, of the Green Goblin's actual suit. You can't always get what you want. And some Incredibles 2 news. Probably not much news, but just a confirmation for people who were wondering this wouldn't happen. Frozone is coming back. Samuel Jackson says that his Frozone character will return, that Brad Bird has written the character in. But, yeah, so there you have that. So whatever's happening in the movie, Frozone's going to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see that. So excited for The Incredibles. Oh, my God. So now Avengers 2 stuff, more Avengers 2 stuff. Now some filming in South Korea showed off some video, some candid video, people just, you know, there watching the filming. And it's Captain America, I think it was a stunt double, doing some stunts on a car. And the costume seems to be different. This guy has, like, so many costume changes, it's ridiculous. But it's a new costume. You can't really get a good look of it, but it looks like, it looks more like, you know, his original costume that he had in the first one. Probably a bit more bulked up, I guess. It doesn't look much like it would look in, you know, Winter Soldier, so it's probably going to be different. So that's cool. And Warner Brothers just announced, I think I talked about it a while ago, how Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them, the Harry Potter spinoff, that it's having a trilogy now. Instead of, you know, one movie, it's going to be a trilogy. I'm okay with that, I guess. But I don't know, I'm just, they're trying to milk so much money out of the Harry Potter universe. And yeah, sure, I'm excited to see this. I will go see it. I definitely go see all three of them, even if they're terrible. But I was kind of hoping that he'd do more like a TV series, miniseries type thing, probably a BBC one, where it's called, I remember seeing this online and thinking, you know, this is a brilliant idea, where it's just the Marauders, and it's a story about Harry's parents, when they were all kids and stuff in Hogwarts and all the mischief and stuff they went through, having to deal with Lupin being a werewolf and all that. That would have been a pretty cool thing to see, but, you know, maybe it'll happen in the future. Maybe not. But right now, for now, this is all they're focusing on, and I'm okay with that, because Harry Potter is an awesome universe, and I can't wait to see that. And some Star Wars Episode 7 news. So, it's Chewbacca news. There's apparently a rumor before that Peter Mayhew was not going to reprise his role as Chewbacca, and everybody's like, oh, no, oh, that sucks, oh, man, sad face. But now there's this is just a rumor, because there's so many rumors all the damn time, every week. But some rumor is that he might be, you know, be in this movie. And it's funny because he there was this Comic-Palooza-Con that they have, and so the company themselves, they tweeted something saying, "We regret to announce that Peter Mayhew is canceling his appearance at Comic-Palooza this year due to filming." And if everyone knows, Star Wars 7 will begin shooting in May. So, you know, if you just kind of just think logically, it would make sense. I mean, what else is Peter Mayhew going to be doing right now besides Star Wars? So that's what we can expect, that he's in Star Wars 7, and J.J. Abrams thinks it's good to keep it a secret, just like he did when Benedict Cumberbatch was actually, wait, spoilers, for Star Trek Into Darkness, when Benedict Cumberbatch was playing Khan. So there you go. That spoiler over. stupid idea for him to do it, to do that. But okay, I'm cool with him returning. I hope they don't. Well, I know that this episode's going to have more practical effects. It's not going to be like the prequels, which everyone hated. It was just complete CGI and green screen. This time, this movie is going to just go back to the roots of the original ones and just having tons of practical effects and a lot less CGI. So I can expect Peter Mayhew to be in a Chewbacca suit the whole damn time of filming. I hope they don't do a CGI version, which would be so stupid. But yeah. And now some Ant-Man news. Evangeline Lilly closes a deal with Marvel, and she's in Ant-Man. But she's not playing, what's it called? Wow, I just forgot the name. What's her name? The Wasp. Yeah, she's not playing the Wasp. Apparently, Corey Stoll is in talks for Ant-Man. I think she's playing the Wasp. Who's playing the Wasp? I'm confused right now. Totally confused. Okay. All right. Because they're changing the whole story. I'm looking at it. I'm re-looking at this right now. That it seems like Hank Pym is going to be more of a father, has been described as a father, and it's probably she's going to be playing the daughter of the original Ant-Man, which is Hank Pym. And if you know, Hank Pym is being played by Michael Douglas. Yeah, Michael Douglas. And then Scott Lang, which is being played by Paul Rudd, is going to be, you know, stealing the Ant-Man technology. And it's probably going to be a love interest for Evangeline Lilly's character. So she might actually, yeah, be the Wasp. And she closed her deal right now with the whole Ant-Man stuff. And, oh, yeah, Corey Stoll is currently an undisclosed role he's being put into in this movie. He's also in House of Cards, the Netflix thing. Anybody seen that? So, yeah, you have that. I was actually kind of hoping it would be Rashida Jones playing the Wasp, but I'm totally okay with Evangeline Lilly doing it too. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. And I can't wait for this movie, mostly because I had to go right. So it's cool. It feels like the Marvel Universe is just going to kick the DC Universe, cinematically at least, kick their butts so badly. It's like, come on. They're having such a hard time. And if anybody had seen the Gotham, like, photos that came out, character photos that came out last week, they look like very childlike. I mean, like, they look like they were made by just unprofessional Photoshop people. Like, if I would have made it myself, and I've never used Photoshop in my life, that's what it looks like. And then the only thing I liked about it was that the girl who's playing Selena Kyle, the little child version of Selena Kyle, she looks exactly like a cat, which is funny. But, yeah, it showed Commissioner Gordon, which I couldn't even tell Commissioner Gordon was there because he had a mustache. He didn't have a mustache. And, you know, he has a big mustache thing going on. So this is like a bit of movies that are being developed that people have no idea about. But Cheech and Chong, if anybody remembers that, Cheech and Chong is being, there's a sequel coming out, and it's in development. So, woohoo for that. Anybody really likes Cheech and Chong, there you go. There's a movie coming out now, and Jay Chan Trash Car, the guy who did Super Troopers, he's gonna write and direct this movie. So I guess I couldn't think of any other writer or director to do this besides him. And now Tyler Labine and Alan Tudyk have confirmed a sequel for Tucker and Dale versus Evil. If nobody's ever heard of this movie, it's like a It didn't do so well when it came out in limited release. It was an independent film a few years back. And it's supposed to be like these two hillbillies that they go off to spend some time in a camp. They're like best friends. They go off to spend some time in a cabin in some woods. And then it looks like they're a bunch of, you know, psychopathic murderers like they have in, you know, all these horror movies. And then a bunch of teenagers get confused and think that they're killing people when they're actually just having a nice time. And it's like a comedy horror movie, and it was a really great movie. You can check it out on Netflix, and that's really what the only reason this movie is getting a sequel is because of streaming services and stuff like Netflix have made this movie have such a huge cult following now. So yeah, check out the movie. It's really good. But there's a sequel in the works. So there you have that. A sequel for that. You guys should check out my Bad Words review. I just recently did a Bad Words review. Just came out Friday. Came out Friday, the movie. I did it, and I went to the premiere. It was pretty cool and everything. You should totally check that out. And I actually want to talk about, you know, when we talk about TV news every now and then, but if anybody really likes American Horror Story, it's been confirmed that it's getting this freak show, a carnival type thing. So it's going to be a traveling freak show, and that's what it's going to be. But the series, this season is apparently also going to star Michael Chiklis. He's going to join the cast. Michael Chiklis from The Shield. He also played The Thing in the terrible, you know, Fantastic Four movies. But yeah, there you have that. He's going to be in the movie. So that's pretty cool stuff, you know? And also I want to mention the show Hannibal. If anybody has never seen Hannibal, Hannibal is like an adaption of it's based on the characters from the book Red Dragon by Thomas Harris. And Hannibal it's like this whole like crime show that's on its second season now and really needs to get like more viewers so it won't be canceled or anything like that because it's so good. So definitely watch that, guys. It's on NBC, Friday nights, I think it is. And, I want to mention, if some people didn't know yet, that we have an app now. You go into Google Play or Android Store, and I think it's also on the BlackBerry stuff. Whoever still uses BlackBerry, hats off to you, by the way, because that's just amazing. go check it out. It's the Sasha Marina Show, just app. You can check it out and you download it. And if we keep getting more Android downloads, I think like 150 downloads, I think, something like that. We can take it to the Apple, the iOS store. So you guys can go see that. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So if anybody has been watching, you know, the Walking Dead season 4, I haven't been caught up with it because the show's just really kind of losing interest. I think I talked about it last week. I had another rant about it. But how there's shows that they really need to just be canceled already, had their stride. And this show is just like, it just every time I have to think about it, it's just getting on my nerves. I'm like, oh gosh, where can we get something else? It's really annoying. Oh, and if anybody has a PlayStation 4 or fans of The Last of Us, The Last of Us is being sent over to the PlayStation 4, it's getting remade, and it's going to get this whole like HD remake. Don't take it completely, you know, as truth, because it is it was a Sony employee who said it, but it was somewhere in Germany. I'm not entirely sure. And it was in a news thing where he just said that, yeah, it's being taken over to PlayStation 4, but the Sony like hasn't given any news, or Naughty Dog, they haven't really confirmed anything. So right now it's in a weird place where it's like in rumor limbo, but it's not necessarily a rumor. And it's just, you know, there. So there you have that possibility of that. Oh, and The Last of Us movie. I really want to talk about that for a second because this movie, if done right, has so much Oscar potential. It could definitely become an Oscar-worthy movie, and it'd be cool to see a video game adaption being nominated for an Oscar because this video game was the equivalent of Oscar bait for movies. How it just gets the Academy going. They're like, oh yeah, this movie was so great. Well, that's the same thing with this video game. This video game took home like almost every award, and it took home like all the award, at least most of the important awards at the BAFTAs, the video game BAFTAs, you know, Oscar equivalent of video game awards. And if this movie is cast and done right, I think this movie has so much Oscar potential, and I'm so excited for that. So I can't wait to see something like that. So I think we talked about this a while ago, but I think it's already been confirmed. Not really big news, but for Star Wars Episode 7, the Lost Star, Dominic Monaghan, he was also in Lord of the Rings, and he played Pippin, Merry. God, I always confuse both of them. But they're using apparently a cast of unknown actors, so not big-name actors. So, like, they've probably done a few things, but not too much. But it's using a, you know, a whole list of them. Oh, and Andy Serkis has said, Andy Serkis from Lord of the Rings, and I think I talked about last week, he was going to be directing The Jungle Book, and he says that it's going to have a quite dark take. He's going to have a dark take on The Jungle Book. I really don't know about that. The Jungle Book having a dark take on it, it's really, really dumb, but all right, we'll see. I'm not excited about that. And this is actually news that I'm kind of sad of and really hope this doesn't happen. But, you know, David S. Goyer, who wrote Prometheus 1, and he was talking about Man of Steel, and he said he would love to do Green Lantern. David S. Goyer has pretty much died. He's dead to me. I really don't want him, like, anywhere near anything that has to do with movies ever again. The worst screenwriter ever. Like, he's done great stuff, but he's just become, like, such a douchebag that I really don't want him to do anything with movies or superhero. Sorry about that. But, yeah, he says he would love to do a Green Lantern script. David S. Goyer is, like, quickly becoming the Joss Whedon of the DC Universe, but except without being as awesome as Joss Whedon, because they get this guy for about everything in the DC Universe. Joss Whedon consults, like, in every movie of some kind in any way he does. And, yeah. I actually want to talk about also Terminator 2, the new one coming out. There's apparently, they casted a Hunger Games actor, and I think it was from the first one. He was, what was his name in that one? He was in the first Hunger Games. He wasn't casted, and, I can't remember. He was the other, what are those called? Tributes, who was next to him. Rue, the other guy. I don't know if they're related. Were they related? I don't think they were. He acted like if she was her sister. But, no, I don't think they were. But anyways, I think he was casting in this movie, too. And, let me have a look under this. Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, random writers and stuff in this movie. One of them was from Drive Angry, which was a terrible movie if anyone ever saw that. But, yeah. All right, yeah. That's he was being casted in this movie and have, like, a trilogy filming. So this movie is going to be a trilogy, which is going to be interesting, but hope it's not terrible. Well, anyways, I'm reaching right now the end of the show. And you guys can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, at TheRealRobertAH. And what's it called? Check out my column at the Sasha Marino Show under topics. That's the movie. And check back next Monday and stuff for, more of this. I think Sasha will probably be back this time so I can, host with her. And it's 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And go on YouTube as well and check out and look up, Sasha Marino Show or That's the Movie, and you can find more of my reviews and stuff. Check those out. It was pretty cool. Do that. And see what else. Is anything else you need to check out? Oh yeah, again, check out the app, Sasha Marino Show app in the Android market. And yeah, that's about it. So bye bye. The movie.